Well, Target Field's a gem ever since it opened. The sight lines are as good as anywhere in the major leagues. You're so close to the action, the view of the downtown Minneapolis skyline, so much parking, convenient, the skyways, just a beautiful fit. But they're always trying to improve Target Field. And joining us is Matt Hodson, Senior Manager, Baseball Business Communications for the Minnesota Twins. And Matt, always good to visit with you. We appreciate your time this season again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Steve. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, and let's talk about their Target Field is a work in progress. It was great when it opened, but I know the Minnesota Twins are committed to add, and new public art is another ad. Tell us more about this initiative.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, since the moment the ballpark opened, each year we've tried to do something to enhance the experience for our fans, for the neighborhood, and to continue making this great ballpark even better. We do have a long tradition of public art, a proud tradition in and around Target Field from the wave wind veil there by Gate 34 to
right.
The murals on Fifth Street to all the art at Target Field Station and even inside the ballpark with Adam Turman and Truly on Deck. And this is the next step in that. We are going to have a new public art installation along 7th Street by Gate 29, one of the main entryways to our ballpark. We're really excited about this. Us and the Minnesota Ballpark Authority have a call for artists out now to create a mural that has the themes of all are welcome at Target Field and celebrating the rich diversity of our community. We think it'll be a great new piece of the front door, if you will, to Target Field, great for our people coming to the ballpark and just folks around the neighborhood to see and enjoy.
And tell us more about who this is open to and what some of the deadlines are, because an opportunity to have one's artwork displayed on a landmark like Target Field is really a rare opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And so we've opened up a call for artists now to Minnesota artists, where we want to keep this local. You can go to ballparkauthority.com. We're doing this in partnership with the Minnesota Ballpark Authority to fill out what's called a request for qualifications. Really, at this point, we just want interested artists to apply and tell us a little bit more about themselves. It could either be an individual artist or a team of two. There is an open forum for questions coming up on September 8th, and the deadline to apply is Monday, September 20th at 4 p.m. So we've got some time yet, but we really would love to see the local art community here in Minnesota, which we know is fantastic, step up and apply to have their work displayed out in front of Target Field.
Yeah, this is really wonderful, and I'm sure it'll be fascinating as this process plays out, because, as I said a moment ago, what a great opportunity for a local artist to be a part of the game day experience at Target Field, and for that matter, you know, be a part of downtown Minneapolis and have their artwork in a very prominent spot 365 days a year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at this as something that will be special for the community beyond just the 81 home games, or hopefully more in playoff years that we host at Target Field, but something that people can enjoy. I mean, it really is the front door of the ballpark right there along the 7th Street corridor. If you're familiar with the Target Field, Target Plaza layout, it's right now that metal, almost looks like a wedge where there's a mural of historic Minnesota ballparks. So it's large. Everybody sees it when they're coming in along 7th Street into the ballpark. And even again on non-game days, it's such a great location for passersby all times of year to see. And see not only your artwork, but this message of celebrating the wonderful diversity we have in our community.
And it'll be ready to go opening day 2022. And I believe artists that would love to do this project are invited to go to the Ballpark Authority website, right, Matt?
That's correct, yeah, ballparkauthority.com. And right there on the homepage of the Minnesota Ballpark Authority, you have the request for qualifications. It has all the details on how to apply. And again, that deadline to apply is Monday, September 20th at 4 p.m.
Outstanding. Well, Matt, always good to visit with you on this lovely day. Twins on the road, but a really, really cool. Once again, the Twins and the Minnesota Ballpark Authority are putting a call out for artists for new public art at Target Field. Once again, that website, ballparkauthority.com, for more information on all of that. Good to visit with you, Matt. Take care.
Always my pleasure. Take care.
All right, there he is, Matt Hodson, Senior Manager of Business Communications with the Minnesota Twins, and has been very good to join us from time to time and talk about some of those initiatives going on around Target Field and around the ball club.